you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Download the podcast, stream the audio at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also, I get a call from a very pissed off Dr. Mina. Not necessarily at us this time. The president said you should do something he shouldn't do. Well, try it, maybe. He's an idiot, whatever. So,
well, maybe just not only at us.
Yeah.
She's probably got something to be mad at us
for.
She
might be yelling at you if you've got an IV drip of a bottle of Clorox in your bedroom now.
Yeah, then you're just hopeless. Greg Warren and Craig Gass, comedian friends of ours.
See, I'm all for that. For people who take him at his word. For people who drink in everything he says, I'm all for those people.
Yeah.
Drinking isopropyl alcohol. Are shooting Clorox into their veins.
There's a doctor.
I encourage that.
It was another guy, another Indian doctor they quoted as coming in saying, he says, shooting Clorox into your veins is the way people kill themselves. And he had to say that with a straight face because that's obviously true. Problem is, Todd, I think that some of those people might want to shoot their kids up.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right, because
forgot about cause, that.
Because idiots can still breed. We've seen it.
But somebody's going to die from that before the end of the day.
Yep.
Before the end of the weekend, at least.
I found this on the internet just 2 seconds ago. Craig said it's a year old, but we never heard it, and it just rocks, man. It's Van Halen's Mean Street, what, mixed with a Jackson 5.
Yeah, dancing machine.
And the video shows both of them back-to-back, the videos. They go, one's on Soul Train. I can't believe we missed this. And the video is great. They go back and forth. The video. That's a hit song if they released that 20 years ago, you know? Before the Michael Jackson pedophile stuff. Another new under the sun, right? Same riffs, you know?
Same key.
It's excellent.
But is it Van Halen featuring the Jackson 5, or is it the Jackson 5 featuring Van Halen when they release it?
Yeah, and who put that together?
Somebody who got bored.
But they
Bill McClintock.
Must be a music guy. Because, you know, that's...
Or is he a DJ? Is he a mix master?
I don't know, but that was damn good.
And your excuse for missing that, because it's a big damn internet.
Oh, I know it is.
You don't have to worry about
missing that. No, I don't. But
there's a lot on YouTube.
I don't want that email. Hey, you guys, so I heard that. No, I don't care. We played that for a lot of people that hadn't heard it yet, and they liked it. So, good. That picked me up for a little bit, Craig.
Exactly.
And that's why we let it ramp and jam there a little bit.
In 1985, there were radio stations that would have played that song.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
If Bill McClintock had mashed it up
Like Will to Power.
But in 1985, they didn't know what a mashup was.
No. 85 they did. It was...
That was more of a medley.
Yeah, but it was. They also took... Will of Power did, you know...
Maybe I Love Your Way.
Right, yeah. Made a hit out of it.
But they kind of went from one song to the other.
Yeah.
I don't think they mixed it back and forth like they did.
That kind of. I saw the video recently. It was just so queer. Because that guy... It's just so 80s, man.
We're celebrating Keep America Beautiful Month. So keep America beautiful and stay inside.
Well,
don't go outside and ugly it up.
Well, the actual air's cleaning up. Oh, we saw, I know there are turkeys a lot of places, but we saw a bunch of turkeys walking through like a parking lot of this one of the malls that's closed in town, obviously. It's just really strange. Because I said to my wife, I said, yep, they're taking over, man. They don't care. I mean, this mall would have, you know, hundreds of cars in it, and it was empty, and there's about eight turkeys walking through the middle of it. It was just, I'm thinking that, there you go. They don't care. If we're not around, they're going to say, hey, what's going on? Let's explore this area.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cement, concrete everywhere, you know.
Yeah, we have a lot of green space.
If you're in Omaha area, it's Oakview Mall, yeah. That area. It's all cement out there, and there's just five turkeys walking through the parking lot saying, hey, let's go check out the mall.
It's not unusual to see them in green space.
Not in green space, but there's no green space in that area.
No, there's not.
That's completely all cement.
Hitting up the Sbarro. Need a big piece of pizza.
Doctors and the company that makes the nation's best-known bleach are warning people not to bathe in bleach to treat coronavirus infection.
Nor should you
insert it into your person.
A lot of us are not paying attention to what the president is saying. In fact, most stations, CNN and the major networks, are not even covering this. Fox and MSNBC cover it live.
Because this is the kind of information you get.
He said basically, he's an idiot. You get the audio?
I don't have the audio. Okay. Well, I could probably, but not specifically.
It's just ridiculous.
He did ask his aides on camera, just turned to him and said, well, what if we zap them with the right kind of light or inject disinfectant into the lungs?
Right.
Will that cure them? And they said, no. And he said, maybe you can, maybe you can't.
Yes.
No.
Oh, he kept. It goes on forever like that.
Yes, it goes on more.
Right. And somebody steps up and says, no, you really can't do that. Well, maybe you can. I'm just throwing stuff out there. And I saw somebody try to defend him, say, well, he's probably talking about wiping stuff down.
No.
Said, no. You didn't watch the video, you dumbass.
Yeah, that's not what he's talking about. He said, again, I say, maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor. I'm like a person who has a good, you know what, head.
He's an idiot. And he's killing people now.
No, pathological liar thinks if he talks enough, it'll eventually, he can spin it into truth somehow. And
A pandemic will.
That's not how it works.
Maybe people will realize how the last 3 years have been this stupid.
Yeah,
took a global pandemic. I'm with you, Todd.
I still have a lot of doubt of the American electorate. I mean, if this isn't enough.
Yeah. You're right.
What is it going to take?
I don't want to hang with those people. Don't want to know those people. This isn't enough. And don't yell out Hunter Biden or any of that crap to me. Doesn't have to do with anything. Especially when you got the Trump kids running everything.
Well, it has to do with deflection.
Yeah, but they got nothing. Now he's killing people.
If you want the audio, we probably got some.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't want to hear his voice.
Here do I.
No.
I want to hear Michael Jackson and Van Halen all morning long and the Stones.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a difference between a medley and a mashup.
Yeah, it was very good, though. I liked that. That mashup was rocked.
You interested in this one? Just got an email.
No, I'm not. But what is it?
Wild Cherry and Rammstein. Give it a listen. There's a link on our email.
I do like Wild Cherries. So it's Funky White Boy against what?
Probably Rammstein. Du Hast Beak.
Yeah, whatever. I like when they have two songs that are good mixed together.
Yeah.
And Mean Street and Dancing Machine are great, both great songs.
I don't mind Du Hast Beak.
No, I don't like Rammstein at all. But it probably sounds okay if they have the hook from Wild Cherry in there.
Yeah, I don't know what songs. It's old DJ Cumberbund.
Okay.
Put that together.
That's Play That Funky Music and Du Hast.
All right.
And
probably sucks, right? Yeah. It probably sucks. I don't want to subject the audience.
Well, half of it's in German.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So.
The Wild Cherry part?
Yes. Yeah.
So one of the reasons that people are being warned not to bathe in bleach is because of a blog post from CNN anchor Chris Cuomo's wife.
She said it too?
Yeah.
I saw this.
They and their 14-year-old kid all being treated for the COVID-19, and she shared on her blog that she adds a half cup of Clorox to her bath water. Doctors say, no!
Yeah, you don't even put it in the bath water.
Sounds like that would irritate your skin.
That's what they say.
And get in your vagina, too.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
An irritant to your skin.
Or your butt, depending on what you got down there.
It is also noxious.
Some of you have both.
Oh, if you take bleach and you clean off like any stainless steel surface, mm-hmm. it leaves a film. Craig did a tutorial earlier. I don't know if it's on YouTube or not, but you told us how to use and not use bleach.
There you go.
Several weeks ago.
Okay.
I just mainline it into my neck.
It's the tying off that's
tying
the trouble.
Tying off the trouble, right? Exactly.
I just eat the wipes. I enjoy chewing on the wipes.
Hey, you're just asking. You're just throwing it out there, Todd.
Right.
You're just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
It's a global pandemic.
You get hydrated that way, too.
Lick your wipes. Don't, by the way.
And I think there's essential nutrients in the cloth of the disinfectant wipes. So you get hydrated and you get good nutrition.
Good. Good. Now, in Florida, they're going to be reopening some beaches.
And if I had orange skin, some people would believe me. Are people just getting dumber?
Yes.
Like every day?
It's just, we were right the whole time, Todd. It's just now almost so in your face. You can't be this dumb. You can't, but that you can be.
Yes.
I still have Facebook.
Yeah, apparently so you can.
I'm sure I have a couple cousins that still think that he's the best, but you know what? I blocked him months ago. You can't fight stupid. I got more important things to do with my life.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So apparently they're reopening beaches in Florida. One lawyer there.
You want to just hear your...
You wanted to kill some time.
You screw up, or because you emphatically said lawyer. Like
I know I did, and I didn't mean
you
to.
You screwed up good.
Actually, that was me trying not to screw it up.
That's one of the best mashups ever, is Craig and Minnie Riperton.
That's a mashup.
I made the number 5 in 1978.
DJ Pussy Puss.
Some of my best work.
Thanks for that.
Your best work is yet to come.
So this attorney in Florida said that he's going to wear a Grim Reaper costume and visit the beaches in the state.
I saw pictures of him doing it.
Yeah,
he was sitting in a lifeguard stand wearing his Grim Reaper uniform.
Yep.
But I think he should probably just stay home. That would be a better example.
No, I still think it was great he did it. He's not buying anybody. He's by himself, but he's doing it to say, "Hey, you're just going to kill yourself." So welcome. I thought it was really cool. It's a statement.
Now, according to a Quinnipiac University poll, 72% of Floridians do not want the state to reopen.
Right.
When the stay-at-home order expires April 30th.
No, they
say it'll be fine if health officials tell us to, is what they say, is
health
what the poll says.
Not governors of red states.
Yeah,
right?
The public health officials, they say it's fine, but aside from that, let's wait for them.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see the video of anybody bowling or going to the gym in Atlanta. I realize Georgia, they're going to find some small town where somebody's going to do that, but I'm anxious to see what happens in the city. Granted, Atlanta's huge, so you're going to find next, too. They're probably going to be going to places like that, but come on.
Oh, the members of Augusta National will be out. You know they're going to get their golf in.
Well, the golf course might have been open the whole time.
You're right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was surprised to read that Oregon, the golf courses are open in Oregon. Yeah. Most of the West Coast is shut down because they're run by libtards.
It is with great sadness that I throw this out there for our Deadpool players. At the age of 92, Vin Scully fell over. Just saying.
I heard him calling a game recently from like 30 years ago, and I thought, geez. And even then, he was old. Calling a game, you know. Is he okay?
Resting comfortably. Rushed to a nearby hospital.
They thought just let him lay there. Once you fall down, just we'll let you rest comfortably. Just lay there.
He's 92. Do you remember how many seasons he was the Dodger play-by-play announcer?
I want to say 50. Was it 50?
70, wasn't it? It was close to was like 65, 70 years.
Yeah, he got the job in his early 20s, didn't he?
67.
67 years.
Yeah.
67.
Yeah, you can't brag about your career length if this guy did it for 67
no.
years.
No.
And didn't go off. No. And he called most of those games by himself.
Yes.
On the radio, yeah. On the radio, he's by himself for years.
So, just throwing that out there for our Deadpool players. Right. Vin Scully fell over.
All right.
Legendary broadcaster.
So, keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You got a few months to track his recovery before you got to make a decision.
Right, yeah.
You do.
We haven't had a hit in a couple weeks. It's weird.
Oh, no, we did.
Did we?
Did we?
Who? We missed one?
I don't remember who it was. But...
Well, you're going to jinx that now.
Right. Yeah.
I don't recall you reading any names.
We did. We read this week.
Not many. There was one with like four.
Yeah, it was always a solo.
For Tom Lester.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's right.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, the guy from Green Acres.
Right.
Yeah.
Zeb.
Yeah. I am not Kevin.
Yeah, that guy.
Caught a hit with Eb.
Eb, excuse me, Eb. Sorry, Zeb, that's stupid. Yeah. Eb from Green Acres.
Yes. And I say this.
Was that Corona?
No.
Okay.
No, it was not the Corona.
Okay.
And I say this as, and I don't mean to mock him, because he would not say it as such. Other people would think it was. But the reason that we did not hear of him afterwards, necessarily.
Since Green Acres?
Yeah, he loved him some Jesus.
Oh, okay. He probably thought the comedy on Green Acres a little too raunchy.
Well, and he would go around speaking to other churches and whatnot.
All right, all right.
So there was a lot of people that were aware that he was still with us.
Yeah, we never heard much. Yeah.
Chuck and Jesus.
Us.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
Not nice. But he would love that we would say that.
Yeah.
Not the Jesus part. Well, the fact that he loved Jesus.
Eb.
Ford Motor Company showing off their new car that can go a quarter mile in 8 seconds.
Did you see the email Joe Dink sent?
No.
Lately, my son's been feeling isolated with everything that's going on. He hates getting out of bed in the morning. He's hoping that Craig would be able to say, suck it, Buddha, to pick him up and make him feel better. Please help my boy walk again, Craig. His favorite part of the show, apparently, is hearing you say, suck it, Jesus.
The boy. Suck it, Jesus. So, suck it, Buddha will help you?
I guess. I don't understand how we get there, but
I don't know either.
Apparently, if you just say that, it'll help his boy walk again.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know, if we can help to perform miracles around here,
Craig, the faith healer,
magical evangelical powers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Ford Motor Company says their new Mustang Cobra Jet 1400 prototype topped 170 miles in a quarter mile.
Jesus.
They wanted 1,400 horsepower out of that thing.
It's not necessary to go that fast that quickly.
Well, maybe not for you.
Yeah, maybe not.
Anybody who wants one of those shouldn't have it.
Right.
1,400 horsepower is what they were looking at. They wanted to get that, but they were able to get over 1,400 horsepower out of that new Mustang Cobra. You're not going to be able to buy it. They are just showing it off to let you know about their innovation with electric vehicles.
Oh, this is electric, too?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah,
the electric ones, they tend to get up pretty quickly. Like the Tesla goes 0 to 60 pretty fast.
Cool.
And quietly.
Yeah, excellent. Greg Warren, Craig Gass, both later on this morning on the program. Friday. Have a great weekend. Oh, we're not leaving yet.
No.
Sorry about that.
Oh, man.
We got to hang around.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.